सर्वधर्मान् परित्यज्य मामेकं शरणं व्रज.
The miseries of material existence and the most hopeless conditions of life is the best possible opportunity to turn to God.
You're listening to Bare Knuckle Bhakti Shorties on the Bhakti Recovery Podcast with Jiva G, coming at you every Monday with a little spiritual sum.
Hey, happy Monday, everybody. So, this is a check-in, as some of you may have read on Insta or on Facebook, that we're taking a vacation from the Thursday podcast. But I will be regularly doing the shorties. Maybe sometimes they'll be longer shorties, so they'll be longies. But this time they're just going to be regular shorty. And it's Easter Monday. What have I been doing this week? And what have I been reflecting on this week? There's a lot of family business going on my end of things. Family business with my own mother, with my daughter, and coming from a dysfunctional family, it's challenging, but it's a wonderful challenge. It's not a bad challenge. It's a great challenge to have the opportunity to reflect. Because I have a program and because I have bhakti, I can zoom out. I really can zoom out of certain situations. And it's always, it's the funny thing is dealings with my daughter at the moment and her family. It's been very, very, very eye-opening. My daughter and I have a very honest and open relationship. And sometimes we buck heads. But she, really shone the light. By the way, my daughter is also a survivor of a dysfunctional family and, is a clean addict and, has her family, and she's been in the program for a long time, and I just see her growing and learning, and it's really at the point where she can really show me things about myself or my behaviors, which are learned from my parents or the conditionings of the world or whatever it is. And we have good talks about it. It's super rewarding. And it only makes things stronger. So having these honest relationships and maybe in the middle of dysfunctional craziness, having somebody say, "Hey, stop, this is what I see. These are some of the things, that perhaps we don't, my daughter and I, or my mother and I, this generational thing that we don't share just because we're conditioned, by our elders doesn't mean that, we pass that on, but there are certain things that we do. We have blind spots. So let me get a little more specific here. So I'm trying to open the dialogue, with my own mother. I'm trying to open a very, very honest dialogue with her and asking her the hard questions, and really very much ready to get hard answers. However, she took it wrong. And of course, I talked to my daughter about it. And, she said what I needed to hear. She said, you come hard and you come confrontational and people don't like it. They close up. And that was a time for me to reflect, to be like, yeah, okay, it's true. I can still hold on to my same values and still be passionate about things, but I don't have to go full on confrontation. And I don't do that always, but I do that sometimes. And when I do it, it's never good, or hardly ever good. But that's also discussable. I at least opened up a dialogue. So maybe it could have gone better and I'm learning, but I still opened up a dialogue. So I can't completely say it's bad. So, in dealings with with this generational thing, you know, like I've always felt like, okay, all the women in our family, we pass down this generational dysfunction, like this weird relationships between the mothers and the daughters and the mothers and the daughters and my grandmother and great grandmother and great grandmother. And it's just passed on through generation. And until somebody is willing to want to change it. I mean, most people, I don't know, in my family, I think my mother did her best to get out of that and then probably did the rubber band effect and went in the opposite direction, also in a very confrontational way. And that caused discord. And I think if we start with ourselves, as it always is, you know, taking full responsibility for our adult actions. And even, I don't mean say like, oh, it's my fault and my, you know, it's my fault for giving on this generational trauma or, you know, passing on, you know, this dysfunctional stuff. I don't mean that. I mean saying, yes, I have it, admitting it. I have dysfunctional, generational dysfunction that I'm passing on from generation to generation. And yes, I'm willing to look at it. And yes, I'm willing to work on it. And yes, I'm willing to open up a dialogue. And yes, and here it comes. I am safe in a relationship that I can do that. And that relationship is safe, that no matter what I do, my mother will stay my mother, my daughter will stay my daughter. And even if either of them said, don't ever want to talk to you again, or they shut down, or they shut me out of their lives, and the worst happens that you know, that most people are afraid of. And here's where the program and here's where Krishna consciousness comes in. I still have God, and I trust in the end, at the end of anything, that I'm exactly where I'm supposed to be. And if I'm aware of where I am, and aware of my position in this world, and aware of all the circumstances that we learn in the program and we learn through Krishna consciousness, like we have our karma, it's not the first time in our bodies, or it's the first time in these bodies, but it's not the first time living, you know, we carry past lives with us. We're born into a family that has also conditioned us. We're born into society that conditions us. We're here on Earth, which is a middle planet. I mean, there's so many things that I've learned through Krishna consciousness to explain so much. And it takes so much blame and shame away from me. There's no shame. I'm born here to learn something. If I don't fulfill my dharma, then there's no reason for me to be here. If I'm full of hate and full of resentment and not willing to change, you know, then I'm stuck. And I love the expression, if nothing changes, nothing changes. So it's been a really great, actually, Easter holidays. I'm now in Berlin. I'm with my daughter. But they were in Munich with me, and we had a great Easter. We had some really nice talks, and I'm very, very grateful that I can have a relationship based on program, you know, and, you know, at least on a 12-step program. She's not a Krishna conscious thing, but deep in her heart, just like everyone, it's an inherent thing. And if you're touching on the program, you're definitely going to touch on love of God. Yeah, so keep it up, you know, that's what I've learned this week. It's been really eye-opening for me to go, okay, actually at the moment, it's not so great with my mother and I. So this week it's been a struggle on that. And, you know, I'm trying to tell her that there are things that I need an honest talk to her about. It's not about blame and shame. It's about asking hard questions. Asking her the questions that are going to make her feel very uncomfortable, because they're deep questions about why certain things were done the way they were. And this is not about blame. This is not about that. This is about getting an understanding of the other person. And for me, just for me, I'm not going to, you know, recite anything from any scripture or anything, but for me personally, having an understanding of somebody and their circumstances really helps me be empathetic towards them. And till now, I don't really understand. I don't really like know my mother in that way. I don't understand her, and I don't really know who she is. And I don't know if she does. So I can't, you know, so the thing is that I'm asking these questions and she's pretty much blocked me in a way where she's just doesn't want to deal with it. She said, she feels confronted. And, excuse me. She feels confronted and she can't open up in that way. And then, you know, I tried to explain and she still doesn't quite get it. And my daughter said, you know, Mom, you know, I have these questions for you too. And these questions are a bottomless pit. And if you can't get the questions, if you can't get the answers you're looking for, what are you going to do? And she said, all you got to do is accept it. And it's true. There is, at the end, it's acceptance and trust. Acceptance and trust. Acceptance and trust. So that's it, little bunnies, little Easter bunnies, for today on Easter Monday. Acceptance and trust. And I'll see you guys next Monday. Perhaps I'll do a shorty. I'm not promising anything. And also, did you know that Raghunath Kapo came out with a new book called From Punk to Monk? It is his story and it is pretty amazing. And I would recommend you all go out and get one. From Punk to Monk, you can get an audiobook on Audible. You can, you know, buy it on Amazon and just go and type it in, From Punk to Monk. From Raghunath Kapo. So that's it for me today. And I will see you guys. I also won't promise, but I will for sure. Monday will be the latest that I'll do another shorty. But between in this week, because the interviews are being kind of delayed for now and kind of taking a break from that, I'll try to fill in the gaps. All right, people, hoppity hop hop, Haribo.
Thanks for listening. I hope you like the Monday Shorties. Don't forget to check out our full-length episodes on Thursdays. If you like what you heard, spread the word. Peace out.
Sarva dharman parityajya mamekam sharanam vraja.
The miseries of material existence and the most hopeless conditions of life is the best possible opportunity to turn to God.